From WXXI News, this is Connections. I'm Evan Dawson. Our connection this hour was made nearly 4 years ago on Instagram with just a hashtag. That hashtag was Explore Rochester. Over the course of 3 years, nearly 7,000 photos were posted with the hashtag, intending to offer new and interesting perspectives of our city. And a year ago, it finally got its own account, starting from zero followers. Today, roughly 15,000 people follow Explore Rochester. Are you one of them? Well, if you are, you've noticed that every week a different person has their perspectives featured. Tomorrow, they've got a one-year celebration. We're going to tell you about that in a moment. First, let's welcome our guests as we talk about perspectives on our city. It's a very artistic hour to get ready to close the week here on Connections. Steve Carter is here, the co-founder of Explore Rochester. Steve, nice to see you.
Nice to see you again. Thanks for having us.
Steve is kind of the social media glue of this city, so it's nice to see him. Justin Doucette's also here, the designer and co-founder of Explore Rochester. Justin, welcome.
Good morning.
Sean Pritzkow is here. He's the Week 52 contributor, and he's the director of online for the Father's House. Sean, welcome. Nice to have you.
Welcome, thanks.
All right, also here is Kiernan Playford, a Week 24 contributor and a staff member at Rochester Local Capital. Kiernan, nice to see you again.
Nice to see you too.
And here is Alex Gretadaro, the owner of Makers Gallery and Studio. And Alex is going to be the home of year one. What's coming up here? Tell us about
it. That's right. Well, year one at Makers Gallery. It's the first Instagram curated show through Explore Rochester. So we're real excited to have them in there.
And where is your setup there? Tell us.
So Makers Gallery is Elton Street, 34 Elton Street. It's a short street in between University and Atlantic, right in the heart of NOTA, the neighborhood of the arts.
All right, celebration tomorrow. When? When can people get in there?
8 p.m. 8 p.m. till late.
8 to late. That's what we're saying.
8 to late tomorrow night at Makers. And what's it look like now, by the way? I mean, when people walk in there, because you have, again, how many different photos and how many over the course of a year, Steve, is how much?
Well, so what we're doing is we're having one old photo from each person. So one photo from their year one on Instagram. So our team curated one photo from each person. So there's 52 there. And then we opened it up to all those contributors, all 52, to submit something new. And not everybody did, but right now we have over 30 that are going to be in the new area. And it's not just photos. We're allowing them to just do anything that kind of represents the theme of Rochester and exploring. And so we have like
paintings and illustrations and
poems.
Drawings, poems.
It's really cool. Yeah.
Alex, were you somebody who was following this hashtag? I mean, how did you kind of end up the home of the year one celebration?
You know, it started when I met Steve and Justin over the summer. I was telling them about what I was doing. I was in the process of renovating the space at the time. So we met and kind of just started talking about, you know, what their plans were. And we just went from there with, you know, at that point it was just a seed of an idea that they wanted to, you know, have a physical space that they could showcase the work.
And here you are now. And so if you jump on Instagram, and you can find it on Twitter. And so if you find Explore Rochester there, you're going to find, let me let Justin and Steve kind of explain in detail here how you've selected the people, because it's not necessarily an artist who gets a week.
Right. Yeah.
Sometimes it's an artist. Sometimes it's, I am not an artist, but eventually, maybe someday, you'll give me a week and I'll be sharing our perspectives here. Justin, if you go there now, Explore Rochester, to the Instagram site, by the way, for example, what are you going to find?
Right. So every week we let a different person share their perspective over the course of 5 days. So through five to eight images, they will show what Rochester is to them. And we've seen a wide, you know, walks of life come on, whether it is an artist or a photographer or somebody that just happens to have an Instagram and lives in Rochester and is excited about Rochester and happy to be here. And they share their perspective through images and in the captions below them. So if you go on, you'll go on a week by week basis and see the overall aesthetic of the page change consistently just throughout the last 66 weeks or whatever we're on now.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. And we don't only have people from Rochester. I mean, there's a lot of people that didn't grow up here that have been featured on the page. There's a lot of people that have been here their whole life. We also try to mix in like a very different perspective twice over the course of the year. So we had two people last year that aren't actually from Rochester, don't live in Rochester, but they were visitors that we know of that have like pretty popular Instagram accounts. And so we knew that they were coming. We're like, hey, like, would you like to guest contributor as like, we called it like a residency. And like that provided like what they saw of Rochester with their first visit ever to it. So that was really cool to see like a fresh perspective in that way as
well. All right, well, see, I think everyone's going to have a slightly different answer to this question when you ask what are the images that really stand out from year one for different reasons, right? Sometimes it's a different angle or a perspective or seeing something a different way. Sometimes you're seeing something in our city you had no idea was there, that kind of thing.
Yep.
But I'll start with you, Steve. When you had these residents in, you know, the quote-unquote residents from out of town, what did they decide to focus on in our city?
A lot of it is like places of culture, like the hubs of culture. So there was a lot of like wall therapy was very popular, like finding different new art pieces around the city. Both, I think, hit up the public market, which is really great to go there. And then, yeah, it was just different places that you could take from Rochester and you could put it in another city and people would love it there too. So like I think that's what they kind of trended towards, was like things that related to them. One's from New York, the other one's from Atlanta. So like those are very cultural cities, so they look for those kind of things.
I find that very interesting because I think it's fair to say some of what Steve does is, you know, you part of your work is connecting with people through various forms of online platforms, social media, et cetera. And sometimes it's fun, and sometimes you're leveraging different opportunities to connect people. And I think if I worked in the city of Rochester, if I worked in tourism, if I worked in these various agencies that want to bring people in, I'd be very curious to see what somebody who is not from the city and hasn't spent a lot of time here comes in here and you give them 5 to 8 images in a week that strikes you about our city. That to me would be something I would be following. Just I would find that very educational from the outsider perspective.
No, yeah, totally agree on that. Yeah, we should probably compile that and like ship it off to somebody and be like, hey, this is what people are seeing here.
Well, Justin, what struck you about those?
If you can repeat the question, I'm not sure.
What strikes you about when outsiders come in and are sharing those kind of images?
I think my favorite part about the outsiders coming in is a lot of them come in and they see, I really want to check out this place because I saw it on here six weeks ago.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, I saw the George Eastman Museum. Like, that looks like a beautiful building. Where is that? And can we go there? Mm-hmm. And then we go and check it out.
That's one of the most common comments on Instagram is, where is this?
Yeah.
We have a joke.
But for good reason,
that.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's great.
I mean, I guess also if you're not giving all that much information on it, you're just sharing a really maybe a cool tight shot image.
Mm-hmm.
Of course people want to know where
it is. Yeah.
How come a Connections microphone hasn't been on there? That's sort of offensive. It's been a year here.
Well, that's up to the contributors. We give them full reign. Yeah, whatever they want to post.
It's on the makers page right now.
Yeah.
So let me ask some of the contributors then, because let's back it up and let's start with Kiernan Playford, who was the Week 24 contributor. How many images did you contribute?
I think 7.
7?
Yeah.
It was roughly one a day?
Yeah, one a day.
Okay. And did you know before that week what you were going to focus on and why?
Yeah, I have a background in urban studies and I am passionate about urban planning, so I really wanted to mostly focus on the revitalization of Rochester and what makes Rochester unique. Like, our city is transforming right before our eyes right now with like the Interloop project and Charlotte Square and Midtown, and I really wanted to capture that. So a few of the pictures that I posted, like the skyline already looks different. Like, I took a picture, I think I submitted a picture of Midtown, and it's already different because Tower 280 is complete. And I also wanted to kind of highlight High Falls, because I know it's not a secret or anything, but it's kind of amazing that we have this waterfall in our downtown.
Kiernan, it's a secret to way too many people. And as we've talked about in this program before, it's amazing how many people grew up around here.
That's one of the reasons, actually, we started the hashtag, because it was like there was so many people that lived here that I met that had no idea where that was. And that's like in the middle of the city. Like, that's crazy to me. And
Okay, so Steve and Justin, if we go to Explore Rochester, can we easily sort? Can we find Kiernan stuff, for example? Week 24, is that easy to kind of work through?
Yeah, you can scroll right down, and you'll see the numbers on there. There's a little Explore Rochester logo in the corner of every intro image. So every one of those you see, that means you're on a different week. Mm-hmm. And then you can just follow right back down and get right to Kiernan's and compare the skylines.
One of the other cool features that you could do is within Instagram, there's like the map feature. And so if you click on that, you can see where all these photos were geotagged that we have, which is a really cool way to find what's in Rochester.
How many of them are geotagged?
Oh, man.
I mean, what percentage would you guess?
80.
Oh, most. So most.
Yeah, we try and geotag all of them.
Yeah, if we can.
If we know where
exactly
it is.
Exactly for the reason, because you know someone's going to ask,
yep.
Right? So that's very cool. So again, how do you find it?
That's right within the Instagram app. There's like three or four buttons at the top, I think, and that's like the third one in when you're on the profile page.
Now, Kiernan, when you are thinking about urban design and the images that you want to share, are you sharing them because you want to, do you want to start a conversation on there? Do you want people asking, where is this? Are you trying to make your own kind of statement about where we are and where we're going? You know, what were some of your goals there?
I kind of wanted to make my own statement, just kind of highlight how unique Rochester is right now, because Rochester is kind of following the same pattern as some other Rust Belt cities like Detroit and Cleveland and Buffalo, where new life is being breathed into downtown, and you can see the light. You can see downtown coming to life, and it's really exciting, and I just kind of wanted to get people to think about downtown and to get downtown.
Well, it is interesting to hear someone who is, you know, I don't know exactly how old you are, but I know that, you know, you're someone who has a lot of youthful optimism about our city. And I also, I'm not somebody who grew up here, but I spent a lot of years here now. And I think a lot of cities, probably most, have a little bit of a negative self-image, or sometimes when you grew up in a place and you take certain things for granted. What makes you so optimistic about downtown, for example? You're obviously sharing these things not in a way that says, look what we've lost, look at where the problems are. You're sharing things in a way that certainly to me has a tinge of optimism. Fair?
Yeah. I just can see all the projects that are going on. And with my background, I just know where Rochester is going. And like a year from now, it's going to be completely different. And I think that's really exciting. And we're at a place right now where anyone can get involved, whether it's through Explore Rochester or other groups like Young Urban Preservationists or Rochester Improvement Society or anything like that. I know there's a ton more groups I didn't mention, but it's really easy to kind of get involved and make a difference with what's going on in downtown.
Are you a YUP?
I have attended YUP events.
Okay, YUPs are the Young Urban Preservationists. And if Caitlin Mivas is listening, she
was a contributor.
She
too.
Had a week, yeah. Yep. So she would make sure that we ask who's a YUP here. So, because Caitlin's view is everybody's a YUP, whether you know it or not, and you just need to embrace your inner YUP. So that was Kiernan's approach there. Sean Pritzkow, Week 52 contributor. So, Sean, how did you end up with this gig, by the way? Tell me a little bit about what brought you to Explore Rochester.
Yeah, so me and Steve Carter, who we've been friends for a long time, went to college together, and I think we started using the hashtag when we were in college. I think we were on like a retreat.
That's when we first started like taking photos with our phones.
Okay, so those were, we don't post those ones anymore.
We don't do those.
But probably maybe 6 months or a year after, we had started going downtown and taking photos and, I don't know, syncing up, I guess, by all sharing with the same hashtag and then encouraging friends and kind of caught on. And so that was how I first started getting introduced to it, just in the friend community, with posting photos and stuff, and then ended up being the last contributor of year one.
Okay, and what did you decide? Did you go into that week roughly an image a day? How many images did you end up sharing?
Yeah, aside from the profile picture, I posted 8.
Okay.
And I think the interesting thing was, especially since I had the history of, you know, using the hashtag already, and knowing that I was going to be the last one of the year, I had a lot of time to think about it and to curate it. And I think what I was struggling with in my mind is I could curate this thing of maybe my best photos or the image that I would want people to see. And I think I decided to go a different route. I wanted to share like the realest image of me. So chose locations that I actually visited frequently and places that were more sentimental to me, even though that might have not been like my best 8 photos I've taken all year kind of thing.
So you are the example of, for example, the young Instagram star who gets fed up with having to take 400 pictures to find one perfect angle. You know, you wanted something more real. You wanted something more authentic. That's interesting. And so what did you choose? And he's checking it out right
now. I'm looking at it now just to make sure I
again,
I don't
easy
lie
to find if you want to jump on the site there for Explore Rochester. Yeah. I didn't think you were going to lie, but I thought it was fresh enough that you might be able to remember.
It was recent. But so some of the photos, we mentioned High Falls already. I posted a photo of High Falls. But in right near the falls, right by the mills right there, is where I actually proposed. So I wanted to include like that scene because that was, you know, meaningful because about a year and a half ago I proposed right there. And the funny thing about in this particular photo, the ground is where I actually proposed is knocked out and isn't actually there anymore.
Nobody can do it now. Nobody
was
can
the last one able to
do it.
Just
yours. It's gone because Sean cut it out and saved it.
Exactly.
It's in his house now.
Future gift for his wife.
It's a great shot, though. I think it's a great looking image. He's scrolling through some more. So what else?
Harry G's. It's like one of my favorite lunch spots.
You just went there before this.
Steve just picked me up from there. So that was very real. Right around the corner, like Harry G's is one of our favorite spots to grab lunch. And they actually have a great breakfast menu, too. I just got a breakfast sandwich there. So
hold on. Let me jump in and say that, you know, Kiernan was trying to sort of make statements about where, as someone who's really interested in urban design, where our city's been, where it's going, what projects are happening, how is the city changing from the skyline to other things. And what you seem to be saying is, here are the things that matter to me. They may be profound to me. They may be not as profound to you right now, but I wanted you to see it from, you know, more of a day-to-day or you know, sort of things that inspire me, as opposed to trying to make a big sweeping statement. Fair?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I did want to highlight just what I'm involved in. So I did highlight Explore Rochester. Like, I posted one to InstaMeet, so I wanted to show that I was a part of Explore Rochester. But I mentioned the church that I'm a part of because that's a really important part of my life. Highlighted like a project I was working at the time, but I didn't want one of these things to kind of override and be this overarching message for mine. It was more, a day in the life of Sean Pritzker.
Yeah, there you go. Tim writes to us, by the way, and says, does it have to be pictures of the city proper, or can it be anywhere in Monroe County?
Steve? We say the greater Rochester area. So we've let photos even from like Letchworth, out west and east Hamlin, Beach. Like we say, if we're the closest city to it and it's something that you do within a day, we don't like Ithaca, I feel like, is its own area. So like that's not exploring Rochester.
Sure.
Corning same, but like Letchworth is very much a part of this Rochester area.
So it is.
Yeah.
Sure.
So
when you've tracked location, are most of them still city proper?
Yeah.
Most of them are still city proper. Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. So you got an event coming up here, and why don't you tell us a little bit more about what's going on tomorrow night? 8 to 8 tomorrow at Makers. Mm-hmm. And there's I'm looking at a list of all the things that are sort of included with this, but I'll let you guys tell us what's going on. And Alex, you want to jump in?
Yeah, so starting at 8, we're open all day.
Again, Makers Gallery and Studio in Rochester.
Yeah, Makers Gallery. We're open 8 in the morning, bright and early. But the party starts at 8 when we usually close. And we'll have a DJ.
Ali Khan.
DJ Ali Khan.
There is a part of me that feels like I've got like one toe of in a pool of inside jokes, and I'm barely getting a toe.
Well, Evan, we've spent the last couple of days together
till like 2 a.m.
till like 2 a.m. Working on setting up this show. So
you got it. Yeah, I hear you.
But other than that, we've got DJ Ali Khan. We've got Black Button is coming to do a tasting. Genesee donated some beers. We've got our coffee. Tony from Fuego. We'll be there guest baristaing behind the bar for any of the late night coffee drinkers.
Because we're going all night, so you need coffee to stay awake.
Yeah.
So
my birthday is also Sunday, so it's kind of a quasi like birthday party for myself. I guess I threw for myself.
Once the clock hits midnight, we're taking everything off the walls and just having a birthday.
It's just gonna be all photos of Alex on the walls from midnight forward. So I'm there at 8.
All right, so there you go. 8 to late.
Yeah. 8 to late, yes.
No cost to get in.
No cost to get in. It's free and open to the public.
Shout out the raft.
Yeah,
we are running a raffle though. That's the one thing you will have to maybe break the bank for is a $5 raffle ticket. Well worth it. We have like probably $2,000 worth of prizes. Mm-hmm. I'm donating a concrete, wood, and steel table that I built myself.
Beautiful. Memorial Art Gallery gave us some things to raffle off.
The Mag donated button. Things. Yeah. Yeah, Black Button is donating a tour and. Yeah. A bottle of their bourbon, I think. So a lot of things to raffle off.
Yeah, and I'll be manning the elevator at Makers, so it's on the third floor. So if you need a ride up, let me know. I'll be around the corner.
Yeah,
on the left.
It's a freight elevator, so it does actually need somebody to man it.
How big are the images that are posted?
So we have a wall of the 52, like Steve was saying. Yep. Those are all 5.5 by 5.5.
Okay.
Everything will be for sale as well. Mm-hmm. And then in the gallery portion, I set a limit of like 12 inches by 12 inches. Some went a little bit bigger than that.
We kind of used that as a guideline.
Yeah, kind of a guideline, give or take.
Yeah.
Okay, and did you guys, the artists who are featured, did you create anything new or did you add anything new?
I used the picture that they put on their gallery wall and I kind of glitched it. I just like messed around with the code of the picture and created like a colorful mess, and
it's
that's
really
what
cool.
I submitted.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, very
okay.
cool.
Yeah, trying anything new?
Yeah, it was interesting. One of the questions that we just had was, did it have to be like the downtown scenic kind of area? And I chose like an image of near the public market, which is very like just becoming fall, and it's like just an image of like the trees just changing and stuff. So very not. Sky, like downtown Rochester.
Sure, sure. So you're going to see a cross section of our community with these images, and that's really what you see with Explore Rochester. I want to know, just before we let you guys go here and get a short break in here, what's an image that stands out to you? Mm. What's one that maybe surprised you, or you went, I have to know where this is, or I did not know this existed? What is something that stands out to you from the last year?
So that's a really hard question because there's so many really great images that we've had. But
maybe that bridge that blew up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There was
not literally bridge. Blew up, but that rock bridge, it's...
There's a hashtag for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is over the Genesee. It's an abandoned railroad bridge off the El Camino Trail. And so that's, like, some of the images of that are really stunning. Like, who knew that this... It's really dangerous, so don't go there. but one for me, too, is... I can't remember what week he went, but Laquan Houndshell, I think I got his name wrong. He posted a photo right after the week when there was the shooting at the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah.
And it was from outside there with like the memorial and everything.
Oh,
and
wow.
That was a really great image.
Yeah, last July, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And so like his week was that week, like the week after it. And so he had an image from it. And so like just those kind of things where the perspectives are like we're trying to bring hope and encourage people. But in that, we want to be real, too. And so we want people to like... really know what Rochester is like all the way around.
All right, going forward, you're creating a book out of this? Is that is that actually happening? Yes?
It is happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We will have pre-orders up when the gallery starts on Saturday. So we're working on the website for that right now.
the book will include images from the first year. Is that right?
It's going to be a physical manifestation of the digital platform. So we're going to have every single image from over the 52 weeks is going to be in this book. Mm-hmm. We're going to pull some quotes
It's
going to be really cool. It's going to be something that if you don't have a coffee table, you're going to want to buy a coffee table
just to put this
just
book
to put
on.
The book on it.
Yeah.
So we'll be selling coffee tables as well.
All right,
well, there's one raffle being raffled out. So perfect.
If you happen to want a coffee table,
yeah,
you can get one maybe for $5 this weekend. So,
yeah.
So going forward now, you've had you're past a year.
Yeah.
and you've got a lot of interest. People would love their own week on this. Mm-hmm. How many people have asked for a week?
Oh, we've had, so we have on the website explorerochester.us, not .com because that was like for $2,000 they wanted for that.
We're not rich.
Explorerochester.us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's us and it's in the US. on there, we've had a contributor sign up and we've had over 100, 200 people sign up through that. And then we also have a list that we do scouring the hashtag Explore Rochester. We have a list of 300. So there's a lot of people. We can go on for like 10 years on this account. So hopefully we can keep up.
Well, and how will you decide who you want? And how are you going to choose week to week?
It's a tough call, but it's just based on, like, we curate it, the team. And so we're just going through whatever we feel like fits really within that week or offers a different perspective, or if they're on like a hot streak or they have something coming up.
But you know, like if Mayor Warren calls tomorrow, you're bumping her up.
I don't know, actually.
Wow. Yeah.
Instagram DM us and we'll see.
Yeah, yeah. Sign up on the website and then, I don't know. We're not like, we don't want to just like, if somebody approaches us and is like, hey, I want to go right now, we could work with them, but it's not, we're not trying to like switch things around for that. Like it's, we have like a set schedule. We have like 2 months out scheduled already, and so we're always kind of working ahead like that. So
all right, so as we get ready for break here, because we're going to shift gears and talk about what's going on at the Memorial Art Gallery, there's connections everywhere here. First of all, at Makers, the artist we're about to meet, who are we about to meet?
Nate Hodge. He's on fire right now. He's had a really, really great year. So he showed, actually, to kick in the new year, 2016, he was showing in our gallery from mid-December into January.
And how would you describe his work?
Oh, wow. How would I describe his work? It's really process-based. I feel like his work, I always think of his process going into it just because it's so unique and just like the building up of the layers. And he just really responds to what he's doing, which is a fascinating process.
So he was in Makers earlier this year. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking to him in just a second. The ubiquitous Sean Dunwoody is about to be in studio, because if there's anything artistic in this community, Sean's got his hands in it somewhere, as he did with Explore Rochester, right?
He was the week 51 contributor. So we had Sean Dunwoody and then Sean Pritzkow go. And so he contributed a piece to the gallery as well. So
it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful piece. And it's not a photo. So that's also really cool.
All right. So all of these different connections, you can find the work that we've been talking about in this first half hour. One more time, guys, where can our listeners find it?
So you can find it on Instagram at Explore Rochester. You can head to explorerochester.us/gallery. You can read all about tomorrow night's event, RSVP and all that. And then you can search through the hashtag Explore Rochester and see what people outside of the account are sharing what they see here.
And we also have Twitter at Explore Rock, and then we also have Explore Rochester on Facebook.
A lot of energy and excitement from people in our area who love and care about this community, and they're showing it in ways that are often unique perspectives. Unique's an overused word, but it's really neat stuff there. So congratulations on your success
Thank
in year
you.
One. Have Thank fun you. Tomorrow night. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so
Short
much
break,
for having us.
And bringing in the folks from the Memorial Art Gallery next. Coming up in our second hour, it's Second Opinion Live. We're talking about what we put on our skin, from cosmetics to moisturizer, sunscreen, shampoo, even products that we put on babies. What does it do to our skin? How much is too much? What are the health risks? Our experts help break it all down on Second Opinion Live next hour.
This is WXXI AM Rochester, WRUR FM and HD Rochester, WEOS FM and HD Geneva, and WXXI FM HD2 Rochester.
Support for your public radio station comes from our members and from Genesee Valley Trust, helping individuals and families accumulate and preserve wealth through customized investment strategies, providing solutions for the complex needs of business owners, family foundations, and not-for-profit organizations. GeneseeValleyTrust.com.
Welcome back to Connections, and on this Friday, we continue a tour through our artistic community locally, heading out to the Memorial Art Gallery, and our guests in studio now can tell us about a lot that is going on there. You just heard the name Nate Hodge. He is in studio now, a Brockport-based artist, and great to see you here. I have heard so much in our community about the work that's been going on from you, and it's nice to see you here. Nice to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I should also mention, Nate is a featured artist for the 2016 WXXI auction, which is going to be open for bid April 9th through the 16th. He created a custom work of art, which is going to be auctioned off there, along with a limited edition, well, I guess, prints of the piece. What's the name of the, what kind of prints are we talking about, Nate?
They're going to be Gicklee prints.
G-I-C-L-E-E. What is that?
It's just water-based print, really. It's not like a screen print or anything. So it gets a lot more of the detail, a lot more of the layers that came up in the piece.
All right, very good. We'll talk about that in a second. Auction website is wxxi.org/auction. Arts in Focus has been out to see Nate. And Arts in Focus, of course, you can see every Friday night at 8:30 on WXXI-TV. I'm proud to host. And the wonderful crew that puts it together, from Tom Dooley on down, they do great work bringing, if you haven't seen it, every Friday night on WXXI-TV. Arts in Focus is your chance to be connected to the art community in our city, but also the art community around the country. So a lot going on there, and we hope you tune in there. And then, of course, I just mentioned Sean Dunwoody, who was week 51 artist for Explore Rochester.
That's correct.
Was that a lot of fun for you?
Oh, it was a fantastic thing to do, and be engaged in taking photographs and posting them was fantastic.
How many images did you post that week?
107.
Wait.
No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, it's supposed to be 5 to 8.
I know, I was overdue.
But you would have done 100. If anybody would have broken the rule like that, it would have been you. How many did you actually post?
I actually did do seven.
Okay, seven. So about one a day. And so just real briefly, I'm just curious to know, someone with your artistic talent and your perspective, how did you figure out how to limit, you know, and kind of focus? Did you have a singular theme? What did you do?
It was basically looking at other areas of Rochester. I wanted to focus in on one shot I was... really wanted to get was a sort of shrine that was set up for two young men that were murdered in the city of Rochester. And someone set up all their candles and various other things, and they put a Christmas tree right in the middle during the Christmas season. Mm-hmm. I just thought that was very, very powerful image. That was one I really wanted to get out there.
No doubt. And again, if you missed the earlier part of the conversation, if you find Explore Rochester online, either Instagram or explorerochester.us, you can search by week. So week 51. With Sean. And Jonathan Binstock's here, the director of the MAG, and it's great to see you back here, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
And a lot of artistic talent in this room, and a lot going on out at the MAG. It would be so trite to ask you what you're most excited about as we finally head into spring, but there is a lot going on right now.
A lot is going on. We've got Inspiring Beauty, the exhibition currently on view, a big gala on April 2nd, celebrating Inspiring Beauty. Everyone's invited. Nate Hodge, he's painting a mural inside the gallery, in the Hurlbut Gallery, in fact, an all-immersive painting. It's going to surround visitors, and it's in a very interesting place within the museum, a gallery that you have to pass through in order to see the rest of the museum. So anyone who visits the MAG is going to see this mural. New shows coming, Robert Polidori, a photographer, internationally renowned photographer. We're going to have a show of his. What else can I tell you? Deborah Gregory, April 2nd, she used to be a runway model for the for the Ebony Fashion Fair. She's coming back to she's the author of The Cheetah Girls, and she's coming back to talk about her experiences. That's April 2nd in the afternoon at 2 p.m. Also, everyone's invited.
Yeah, just started reading about the Ebony Fashion Fair. So interesting. And again, so that's April 2nd, you said.
That particular lecture from Deborah Gregory is April 2nd. The exhibition is on view through April 24th. Yep. So you can come anytime, Wednesday through Sunday when we're open. Check out the show. We're open late Thursday nights, Friday nights. Our restaurant is back open. You can grab a bite, grab a drink, Brown Hound downtown. The lecture itself, though, is April 2nd. And Saturday morning at 10 a.m., we're free. That's a partnership with the city of Rochester. We're free from 10 a.m. until noon. And so if you come on that particular Saturday, the 2nd of April, you can get in free in the morning.
Okay.
And we're even going to talk scavenger hunt and, you know.
It's not a scavenger hunt.
Well,
it's a scavenger pump.
A scavenger pump. We'll get that in just a second. You mentioned Brown Hound Downtown, by the way.
Yes.
This is the one thing of all the things on my list that I'm ready to talk about. I was not ready. Is that connected to Brown Hound Bistro down
there? Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I wasn't sure.
Same people, Trish, her partner Joe, Trish Acer, and Joe, now I'm forgetting his last name, but terrific people. They've opened Brown Hound Downtown at the MAG. Full-service restaurant, lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, dinner Thursday night, Friday night, Fridays during the run of Inspiring Beauty, because we're open late on Fridays as well, during the run of this exhibition, locally sourced, wines from New York.
Absolutely.
Really cool place, really interested in, farm-to-table, they say forest-to-table, they say all kinds of, any resource that they can find, and they're interested in the local economy, local resources. It's a really exciting place, and the food is delicious.
And again, the connection that down to Naples, I mentioned it. Brown Hound Bistro down in Naples, a gem in the Finger Lakes region of a local restaurant. So Brown Hound Downtown, very cool. And you're breaking news for me at least, Jonathan.
Come on by.
I should have known this, but there's still plenty in the world.
Open invitation for lunch, although most of the time you're busy.
Well, in the noon to two. I eat lunch at weird hours. talking to the folks from the Memorial Art Gallery, Nate Hodge, an artist, is here, and Jonathan just mentioned the mural. So let me back up and just ask you, Nate, you know, your work in general, I asked the folks from Makers. I know you had an exhibit at Makers earlier this year. I said, describe his work. And he said, wow, you know, really layered and textured. Why don't you describe for our listeners first the mediums you work in and how you work?
Yeah, a lot of stuff that I'm doing now tends to be more like mixed media, where I'm using lots of inks, house paints, acrylic paints, and some aerosols too. I like to think about a painting almost as like the process of a painting is mimicking like the process, the growth of like an ecosystem, where like certain things have to happen, certain washes and stuff have to build it up in order for the next things to take place. So it's like a very organic process where it's like, just like starting with maybe like a palette and not really like a specific idea. And then just like lots of unconscious movement for a while until I start like making conscious decisions and figuring out what I want to pull forward and what I want to push back.
When's the last time your hands didn't have something on them?
Yeah, my hands always have paint on them.
I see orange paint. I see some white.
Yeah. This is a white ink.
This
is like an orange acrylic. So always dirty. You know, I've got like a painting clothes, and then I've got like regular clothes, and even like the regular clothes wind up becoming painting clothes after a while.
Your paint clothes are everything you own.
Yeah,
probably.
Pretty much. Yeah.
How long does it take you to complete a piece?
It really depends on like the deadline. You know, I mean, I could work on something. I never actually think that something's finished. Usually it's just a matter of when I have to have it finished by. So, you know, I like to stop like a couple days before it. So it can go, I don't know, like 2 weeks. Sometimes I've been working on stuff for like months where I break away from it and then I come back to it after a little bit to see how else I'd change it based on like what I've been doing in between.
And the mural at the MAG.
Yeah.
Tell us about this.
This is, I'm really excited because it's going to be, like you said, it's an immersive painting. 360 degrees pretty much, except for the floors, where you're going to have the unique experience of stepping inside a painting. Like lots of times if you walk into a museum, there's something on the wall and you're very removed as the viewer. And here is going to be something where you'll be able to be completely surrounded by it. It won't be able to like be captured on a camera, you know, and that's part of the goal also, is to have people actually come and experience the piece.
All right, so that's going to roll out when? I mean, I guess
April 25th it starts.
He's going to start painting on April 25th. Yep. Should take about 3 weeks, we think, Nate?
Yeah, like 3.5 weeks or so, right? Because May 21st, I think, is when the official unveiling for it's going to be.
Is this also going to be in the category of it's going to be technically done because May 21st will happen, but you're still creating?
Yeah, I mean, there's always something else that you can do. Yeah. I think like nothing's ever really finished, you know? But it's going to be the type of thing where it will be as finished as possible.
And Jonathan, forgive me, but I mean, I suppose anybody who comes to the MAG is going to see the work in process, right?
Yeah, this is a great opportunity to see an artist working. And actually, one of the reasons why I became interested in Nate's work was because I had the opportunity to watch him work on Atlantic Avenue, and he was painting a mural for Wall Therapy last summer. And you can see that mural now. It's stunning. It's on Atlantic Avenue. What's the cross street, Nate?
430 Atlantic, in between Crouch, and I'm forgetting what the other one is.
Okay. Yeah. There's a beautiful mural around the corner by Days, a famous New York muralist and graffiti artist. But Nate was really into this painting, and I pulled up in my car, and he had an assistant there, and she came over and said, "Can I help you?" And I said, "Well, I'm just looking. Who's this? Nate Hodge." And it was a total mystery what this guy was doing. He was pushing rollers into the wall, twisting his wrist and dragging the rollers across the wall, paint rollers, and it sort of looked like a mess, Nate, at that point. Yeah. And I thought, what is going on here? I came back a few days later. There was more. I came back a couple of weeks later and was blown away what he had really built over time. Because it's abstract and it's not a representational image, I couldn't imagine where he was going as he was making it. And I think that's going to be really exciting for people to see how a work of art emerges from thin air, really. And when somebody's painting a figure, you can kind of see where they're going. I don't know how. I mean, maybe Nate knows where it's going, but it's to see a total mystery unfold. Sure. Is cool.
Okay, so hold on. Somebody driving, listening to the program right now, is not far away from this. Yeah. And again, so it's on Atlantic, but like, what are the cross streets that are, you know, or at least one of some of the landmarks? Or
let's see, it's in between the bridge, like just it's just east of the railroad underpass, and in between there and Stiglitz.
Okay.
Right. Yep. Like if you come up, it's on the left-hand side if you're leaving Rochester.
And how big are we talking?
Oh,
it's big.
Yeah, it's pretty big. I mean, it's like probably 12 or 14 feet high and like maybe 25 or 30 feet long. Maybe okay. Longer.
And Nate said the mag mural is going to be bigger.
Yeah, it's going to be bigger. Yeah.
All right. So that was the genesis for this, the mural, yes?
That was my introduction to Nate Hodge.
Okay.
And there was more to tell in the sense that when discussions started happening for the Lillian Fairchild Award, which is an award given out annually to a Rochester-based artist working in almost any media, Nate's name came up because people had seen that mural, and there was a lot of discussion about the brilliance of the piece, and he won the award. And so all this kind of came together at the same time.
All right, so Jonathan is saying, you know, watching that process that you create out on Atlantic,
yeah,
he was fascinated with the actual process, but early on, totally unclear what it was going
right.
to end
yeah,
up being.
Yeah.
You know, and he raised a question that I think is very interesting. Did you know in your mind, is this something that sort of flows out of you and it finishes wherever it finishes, or do you have an idea in your mind that you are working toward creating?
I have like really loose guidelines. You know, like I know I'm probably not going to do a portrait, or I'm not going to do like a strict landscape. You know, but I like to keep like a loose kind of goal. So the idea for Wall Therapy was surrealism. You know, so I've been working a lot with doing like cityscapes, kind of in evolving and changing and coming apart and coming back together again. And that was the general thing. And then I started with a palette, and then I went from there. So I think like lots of times there's always with my paintings, I think about it as like a teenager. Like you get that awkward phase when you're like 12 or 13 and you look all gangly and goofy. And so like that's how I think about my paintings and like the beginning phases. So yeah, there's always an awkward point. And like there's always a point where I'm like sitting there and I'm like, oh, like, what am I doing?
You know.
Like,
so Jonathan visited when this 14, gangly 14-year-old,
totally.
You got
exactly
that 14-year-old has a lot of skill, but it's sort of strange. And then he gets to visit when it's an adult and you say, what a great
okay, yeah.
person. What an amazing talent.
Okay.
So that's the kind of the process. So do you know in your mind what you want to do with the mural at the Mag?
I'm starting with a palette, really, is what I want to do. And it's just going to be a palette and then continuous movement. So what I'm saying right now, the guidelines would be like the chronicle of a relationship with a space. So it's just like me as I move throughout the space and to create something ultimately that makes people not move through it, but actually slow them down as they move through the space.
Cool stuff. And so again, he'll start on April 25th.
Yes.
And be done by May 21st?
Yes.
Yes.
Come hell or high water?
Yep.
And you'll get a chance, as Jonathan said, that whenever you visit the Mag, to see that in process and then to see it for how long? How long will it be there?
We don't know. We do not know. It could be up for a few months. It could be up for a year. This is a new kind of project for the Mag, certainly in my year and a half of being here. But you folks who have been here much longer, can you remember a time when we had a mural inside the Mag painted by a wall painter, a muralist, a graffiti artist? You can, Sean?
It wasn't directly on the wall, but yes, there were graffiti artists that actually did work from Fuwa Crew. They did that maybe about 12 years ago.
Where was it?
It was near the education entrance.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Cool.
Okay, cool. So there's
long
your answer
time,
there.
12 years ago.
And I've got to ask about the, I said scavenger hunt earlier, scavenger pump.
Yeah, well,
that Sean
the
has been linked up. Okay, well, what is a scavenger pump,
well,
Sean?
Good question. It is a hunt, and talk about, you know, new things happening at the MAG. This is great energy happening now at the MAG, and I think the city just needs to be engaged and just rush the doors of the MAG and go there. So in order to help them do that, we've created the scavenger pump. So this connects to the Inspiring Beauty, the Ebony exhibit, now on display at the MAG. And so there are these origami-type folded paper pumps here that have been created. There's 50 of them.
I'm holding one of them right now. Yep.
Yes,
okay.
You are. That's
right.
A Christian Dior you're holding. So there are 50 of them that'll be scattered throughout the city of Rochester. And we have 50 shoe ambassadors. That's right. There are 50 shoe ambassadors who are out, who are going to place these shoes in various parts of Rochester and the surrounding areas, from Webster to Pittsburgh, all around. And when you find this shoe, you and a guest have free admission on April 7th to the Inspiring Beauty exhibit, and you get prizes, and we're going to listen to music, and it's just a great evening and event and a way to connect people to the MAG and have a fun time getting there.
All right, so hold on, let me back it up, because I'm holding one, and it is roughly the size of a regular high heel shoe. It's what's the make of this one, Sean? What did you say this is?
That's Christian Dior right there.
Okay.
Each
yes.
shoe is inspired by a designer in the exhibit.
I am an absolute Philistine when it comes to shoe fashion, so I can't help you. But it is roughly the same size, and the hunt is going to start on March 30th?
Yes, it does.
So
it starts on March 30th.
So that's next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. So we have a week. Every day there will be posts by our ambassadors who will be placing them in open air areas in their places of business, maybe their studios. Nate, maybe I want to have you do something too.
And so you find this. Anybody can find it.
Yes, anyone can find it. Anyone can find it, and it brings them and the guests to experience the MAG, experience the Inspiring Beauty Ebony Fashion Fair exhibit, and experience the change and growth that the MAG is going through right now.
Okay, and just because I know occasionally we get windy weather here, mm-hmm. you're going to. When these things are out in our community for people to find, mm-hmm. they're not going to blow around.
We do suggest that they're indoors.
Okay,
we're not
all
just
right.
going to place them in a park and they'll blow away.
Indoors in various locations.
Yes, that
do
is
you
correct.
Know where they're all going?
I do not know at all. It's up to the creative people who are moving ahead to put them out in the community. So they create the crews, they find the places, and place them.
All right. So, and when you do find them, by the way, mm-hmm. it says right there on the inside, good things come in pairs. You and a guest are invited. Free admission to the Memorial Art Gallery's Inspiring Beauty, 50 years of Ebony Fashion Fair. Bring this pump as your free admission ticket for two. This is how much I don't know about shoe fashion. When you said pumps, you know what I thought of?
What?
Reebok pumps.
Oh, Reebok pumps.
Seventh grade. Absolutely. For me,
I
going
had a pair
back
of those.
To. Did you have one?
Yeah.
That was the thing. Oh. That was, I mean, you had to get a pair of Reebok pumps, you know, which is the silliest thing now, but, you know. I did not know a shoe like this is called a pump right here. So there we go.
There we go. Scavenger pump.
Kate Cowie Haskell, intern, would you have known that this is a pump?
No.
All right, yes. I would not be the only one. Would you have known this, Jonathan?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well.
Sorry. He's a fashionable guy.
All right. So anyway, starts March 30th, and that's next Wednesday.
That is correct.
Various locations in our community. Really neat stuff there. And as an effort to kind of drum up some interest and some energy as we move into April. So
you might add that the pumps themselves are collectibles. I mean, these are really cool things. And I think Sean did an amazing job making an object that would be you know, something people could covet and really want to have.
It is cool.
It's cool.
I'm so not shocked, though, that Sean was
right.
doing something
right.
like
right.
this.
Right.
Really very, very cool stuff. Whose idea was this, by the way?
Sean.
How did this happen? Yeah?
Yeah? It was a conversation.
Well, we invited Sean in, yeah. knowing he's a guy full of ideas, and I consider my job to be mainly in the business of sourcing ideas.
Sure.
Said, Sean, what do you think? What do you want to do? And you know, this was his proposal. We couldn't say no. It's just fantastic.
Well, I've got a minute left, and so let me just ask Sean Dunwoody something, and let's embarrass Jonathan for a second. But since he got to the MAG, we've got stuff like this. We've got community scavenger pumps. We have, you know, we have this mural. He's out. He sees Nate's work in the city. You stop. You ask what's going on. You're bringing in artists like that. Mm-hmm. He's got the Hidden Passion series, bringing in different people here and there who have really interesting side hobbies and passions that nobody knew about. And not everything is a perfect success, but I've seen more creative ideas at the Meg in just recently than I ever have. What do you think?
I agree. I agree that with Jonathan, there came a new vision of how to bridge art and people together, just like with the Hidden Passions. I mean, that's just phenomenal. You bring other people in to talk about their day job and what their hidden passion is. That's an art in itself. He's a curator of people and things for this city, and I think that's what we really need. That can propel our city forward as a whole, and I thank you for what you're doing, Jonathan.
Thank you.
Well, thanks. It's been a fun hour talking about art in our community from a lot of different angles, and now you got your marching orders, no matter if you're wearing pumps or not. So enjoy what's going on at the Mag and explore Rochester, the Maker's Gallery this weekend, tomorrow night, 8 to late for year one of Explore Rochester. Nate will be looking for your work in the mural. Yes. Great to see you. Nate, again, is a name that you'll see on Arts in Focus at 8:30 tonight, WXXI-TV, every Friday night, I should say, every Friday night on WXXI-TV, and you can find a piece from Nate in the WXXI auction, which is going to be bidding April 9th through the 16th, WXXI.org/auction. Fit a lot in. Thanks for being here, Nate. Nice meeting you here. Yep. Cheers. Sean, great to see you as well.
Good to see you again.
Thank you very much. Jonathan Binstock from The Mag, great to see you, sir.
Thank you, Evan.
Short break, Second Opinion Live, next.